Thanks for listening to this episode of the Westerosi Primer. For full show notes and more about all things Westeros, head to thewesterosiprimer.com. Before I start playing the intro music, check out this friend of the show.
Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favorite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.
Greetings, fellow acolytes. Welcome to another episode of the Westerosi Primer. My name is Liz. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. I hope you enjoy this journey of all things Westeros. And in this episode, I'll be talking about A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, episode titled The Squire. So this is just a reminder to all of you listeners, whether you're new or you're a regular listener, please stay tuned to the very end, where I will do a couple of announcements. So this was another interesting episode of A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. It was a very short episode, definitely shorter than the previous two episodes, but it's not terribly surprising given that for pacing reasons, the episode had to end the way it ended, with a very dramatic, surprising cliffhanger type of an ending. As I've done with the previous two episodes, I'll just do a quick overview of my thoughts on this week's episode. I encourage all of you listeners to check out thewesterosiprimer.com, where you can also leave your comments and feedback about this episode of the podcast, and also your opinions of how the latest episode of A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms was. Once again, I felt that overall, the episode was pretty good, just like the previous two episodes. I feel like in this episode, for different reasons, there are more original scenes written in the episode versus straight adaptation. I would say roughly a third of the episode was actually an adaptation from the original novella. Just in case you're curious, I actually did an in-depth discussion of the source material for this particular season of the TV show. I did it in episode 302 of this podcast. If you would prefer to avoid spoilers of what will probably be happening in the next three episodes of the TV show, I would suggest you avoid listening to that episode until after the TV show is over. But if you don't really care about spoilers one way or another, then feel free to check it out. But at any rate, so to start from the very beginning of the episode,
it is fitting
that the title of this particular episode is The Squire, which of course naturally implies that the episode is centered around Aeg. And in a manner of speaking, that is the case because we have the very opening scenes of the episode being centered on Aeg, trying to demonstrate his abilities as a squire. He's exercising thunder. He's trying to practice doing various tasks in order to be a better squire for Dunk. Since the very first episode, Aeg has been trying to become a squire for Dunk, and he's going out of his way to prove himself to the reluctant knight. And we also see a further development and progression of Dunk and Egg's relationship, which naturally you would want to see when these two characters are the main characters of the show. And they are also pretty fun together. You have to admit, they are a fun duo together. There are a couple of very good scenes where you have, for instance, the sequence where they are working on breakfast together. And then, of course, the fun they're having together at the tourney, which is always fun to watch. You can definitely get the chemistry between the two characters and between Peter and Dexter when they were filming these scenes. Another interesting new character introduced in this episode is the one-eyed knight, Robin Riesling. For those of you who have listened to the second episode of this particular podcast season, you are already familiar with who this character is. But yes, this character definitely comes back in a later episode of the show, because given how there's a short runtime for this particular season, any characters they introduce that are named do play a significant role at some point in the story. Without spoiling anything for those of you who don't want to be spoiled for the future episodes or the source material novella, I think it's a very interesting choice they make to introduce Robin Riesling in this particular episode, mainly because he does get a mention as one of the knights in the tourney, but he doesn't actually get any real significant screen time in the original novella until much later in the story. But as to the nature of his future appearance, well, you'll find out within the next couple of weeks. So just stay tuned. But yeah, similar to how in the source material, Lionel Baratheon never really had much of an interaction with Dunk until later in the story. Same thing with Robin Riesling. He doesn't really speak much in the novella, but he does make an appearance again, and he is pretty significant. And admittedly, even in the source material and some of the researching I did when I was writing the script for my analysis of the novella The Hedge Knight, there's really not a ton of information known about Robin Riesling based off of what's written in the novella and also based on comments by George. But I imagine that what we saw on screen is partially based off of information George provided to the writing team. As far as I understand it, he is not just a producer, but he did provide some notes for the writing team. And it does seem like he has a pretty good relationship with this writing team versus the controversy that has been happening regarding House of the Dragon, which some of you listeners may already be aware of if you've been paying attention to that sort of thing. If you haven't, very possibly in the near future, I will be writing a blog post about it. If you want to read about that and other blog posts I've written, check out the WesterosiPrimer.com, where you can read different opinion pieces I've written, as well as other general stuff related to the podcast and Westeros overall. But back to the show. I also thought it was really interesting that we got to see that whole sequence where Dunk and Egg are working together as Dunk is trying to prepare for the tourney. And once again, Egg demonstrates how he knows a lot more about a variety of things that Dunk seems to be very ignorant of, such as the fact that because he's not a noble, famous knight, he's not eligible to sign up to any of the tilts until the final day of the competition, where the higher ranking knights get to participate in the earlier rounds. And once again, they do some pretty exciting matches, although technically we only get to watch one match. And of course, that is the infamous duel between Prince Arian and Sir Humphrey Harding. This is actually a bout that we do see to some degree in the novella, and it's more or less a pretty straight-on adaptation of that particular bit of the novella. And like what a number of characters say in the show, it was most definitely intentional for Arian to target the horse rather than directly target Sir Humphrey, which tells you everything you really need to know about this particular Targaryen prince. And it's not too surprising that people were very upset about this, because you are meant to be a chivalrous knight when you participate in these things. And well, it's just straight up cheating to target a horse when that's not the point. And yeah, that of course leads up to the later scene where we have Duncan Egg running into a fortune teller. Now, this fortune teller is not in the novella, but they play around with, is this fortune teller telling the truth, or is she just trying to scam people like most fortune tellers do? And well, the viewers are left to make a decision for themselves whether or not she could be a scammer, especially given the context of the big reveal at the end of the episode. But I will say, as somebody who, of course, read the source material and literally discussed it earlier in the season, and also I did discuss this in season 2 of this podcast as well, that maybe she's not really that much of a scammer. Wink, wink. But in any event, it's a really enticing, interesting scene for the writing team to create for the show, especially for those of you out there who are not book readers. That's a really, really interesting and entertaining choice, to me at least. Then we get to Dunk and Egg splitting up. Dunk goes off to have a drink with his new buddy Raymond. And then we see chaos happening at the puppet show. Now, I will say that in the novella, that particular confrontation at the puppet show where Arian shows up, that was technically quote-unquote off-screen in the novella. But of course, the nature of a TV show allows you to actually show it exactly what happens in the novella. Arian, for whatever reason, shows up at the puppet show, sees what's going on, and decides to take offense to the idea of a fictional knight killing a fictional puppet dragon, because he's just that type of a Targaryen, we'll just say that. And he proceeds to create chaos and punishes people for no real reason, because he is a spoiled brat, possibly crazy Targaryen prince. And of course, Egg, being a child who has very limited power in a situation like this, of course, does the thing that you often tell children to do, which is to find an adult and get help, call the authorities. And he does that by letting Dunk know that, hey, there's chaos happening in the puppet show, you need to help. And he does help, but of course, he is very reckless about doing it. Though, to be fair to him, it's hard to say that you would honestly behave any differently from what he did, because you're seeing a bunch of thugs causing problems and attacking somebody who you may have a crush on and you want to save the damsel who is literally in distress right now. And he does his thing and he gets into a lot of trouble, because you cannot go around punching princes in the face, even though this particular prince honestly deserves a serious punch to the face, but you can't actually do that. There are consequences to those things. And just as he's about to get said punishment for his audacity, Egg finally reveals the secret he has been hiding this entire time, which is the fact that his name is Egg, yet it's not really Egg, because his actual name is Aegon Targaryen, one of the missing princes that Mykar Targaryen has been fuming about during the last episode. So, yes, I cannot say one way or another how any of you listeners who saw the episode may have reacted. Some of you may have read the original novella like I did. Maybe you listened to that episode I recorded a couple of months ago. Maybe you are very smart detective type of viewers and you figured it out. And some of you may have been completely blindsided by this revelation, which if you are one of those who were blindsided by the big reveal, then I guess that just means the writing team and the actors did a good job hiding that from you this entire time. I will say overall, they did a very good job executing this episode. And based off of the teaser to the next episode, we definitely will see some more consequences to the ending of the episode. And it's not just Dunk who has consequences to deal with. It's a whole bunch of other people. And it's going to lead up to a very exciting ending to the season, which, given that this is a very short season, we are with the third episode already halfway through the season. And very quickly, the season will be over. So, yes, those are my general thoughts and reaction to the episode, The Squire. Now, before I close out the episode for the week, here are just a couple of announcements. If you are new to the episode, these are important announcements that I am appreciative that you are still listening to. If you are a returning listener, I apologize for repeating myself, but I have to repeat myself because I just don't know how many among you listeners are already familiar with my spiel and how many of you are new to it. So just as a reminder, I have created a website called thewesterosiprimer.com for this podcast where you can find all sorts of information about the show and other things related to Westeros as a whole. That also includes the blog and also links to the various platforms that this podcast is available for you to listen to in case you're not already subscribed to the show on your favorite podcast listening platform. Also, I want to remind people that I have created a newsletter. When I am releasing new episodes of this podcast, there is a weekly reminder that a new episode has been dropped on Wednesdays. And a newsletter will also be sent on a weekly basis of any new blog posts that I may have written, just so that you guys don't have to worry about constantly visiting the website to check out the blog. But of course, you are more than welcome to check out the website on a regular basis. And finally, I want to remind all of you listeners that I have a poll. Well, I call it a poll, but I guess you could consider it a survey as well. But regardless, I have a thing that I have been running since October where I am asking all of you listeners out there for your opinions about what should I talk about for season 5 of this podcast. In case you weren't aware of this, we currently do not have a release date for House of the Dragon Season 3, but I have made the decision that regardless of when that TV show season comes out, the fourth season of the podcast will be my reactions to that season, just as I'm currently doing reactions for A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. So what I'm currently asking all of you listeners is to give me your opinions on what you would like me to talk about for season 5 of the podcast. Season 5 of the podcast will be a season where I'm going to write a lot of scripts and do a lot of research, which is why I would prefer asking you guys ahead of time so that I will have sufficient time to do all the work I need to do to prepare for that particular season. Currently, I only have 3 votes submitted by listeners, which I am slightly disappointed with, mostly because I know for a fact I do have a lot of listeners to this podcast based off of the analytics I see on a regular basis. I am really hoping that a bunch more of you are going to participate in the poll, because I currently am offering 5 potential topics. Now, with the 3 votes I currently have gotten, the choice that is currently winning, quote unquote, is for me to discuss various fan theories that book readers have come up with and are constantly talking about that those of you who are show watchers only are not familiar with. I would be discussing several fan theories if that is the winning choice, and that is currently the winning choice right now. There are 4 other choices that potentially other listeners may be interested in me talking about, including the option for you to do a write-in vote. Now, currently, I have decided that this questionnaire, survey, poll, whatever you want to call it, will be running until the evening of February 22nd, which is when the final episode of A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms will air. Because then when I record the reaction to that episode, I will announce what is the final winning topic. Now, I know some of you may be the type of people who feel like, well, I don't feel like voting now, I'd rather vote later. But as I would like to remind you all that as I'm recording this episode, there's just 3 more weeks until the season finale episode airs. So you don't have that much time left to vote. In the unlikely event that there is a tie vote, I will be the tiebreaker, which actually is what I did when I did a similar poll for season 2. There was bizarrely a 3-way tie because I actually received 6 votes in that particular poll, and I became the tiebreaking vote where I selected season 2 to be a discussion of all the kings in the Targaryen dynasty. And yes, some of the events that happen in the source material for A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms were discussed in that particular season of this podcast. So if you don't want to be spoiled too much, then feel free to wait until a later date to listen to the earlier episodes. But yes, if you're new to this podcast, I do highly encourage you to check out earlier episodes of this podcast. Granted, there will be some spoilers, but hey, if you are listening to this podcast, there are undoubtedly going to be spoilers of some kind, one way or another. Where possible, I try not to do too many spoilers, but again, you can't completely avoid it with a podcast like this. But yes, so that is this week's episode. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time when I will do a reaction of the next episode of A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which is titled 7. So, Valar Morghulis.
What did you think of this episode? Check out the WesterosiPrimer.com and let me know what you think of this episode. If you have a friend or two that might like the show, make sure to share.